Here, you want one?
Thanks.
I quit this a long time ago. Gave it up when I was overseas. I guess I made it long enough.
Yeah, me too. Stopped because it was bad for my health. That's the least of my concerns now, right?
You know, I'll be all right on my own. Saul may need backup, but I sure as hell don't. You don't have to be in here right now.
I didn't have to jump onto the back of your Humvee either, but it's a choice I made.
Why don't you go and try and console Angel? Work some of that magic like you did in Datu.
I'm where I should be.
What does that mean?
You may have them fooled, but not me.
Oh? And how's that?
You're hurting right now, but for different reasons.
But because we had to shoot Angel's girlfriend? Well, yeah. I feel bad about it, but it was the right thing to do.
No, I mean about the losing loved ones today. The thought never crossed your mind until now, did it?
Oh, yeah, it did. It bothered me all day.
I don't think so. Look, it's all right to talk about it. You don't have anyone, do you?
Well, maybe I do and maybe I don't. What does it matter?
You look pretty young. Where are your parents?
God, we're smoking a cigarette, not having drinks. I ain't about to give you my life story already.
Look, I don't know you very well, but we need to look after each other. I can see when someone's in pain. I just don't want whatever it is to get to you.
And how would that happen?
Something back there hurt you as much as Angel is hurting. And you're not letting it out. And until you do, it will continue to eat you away.
You know, it may be cute to think you hold some kind of inspired wisdom that can cure all wounds, but you don't know anything about me. And no quick fix flirtation is going to heal any open wound. Hey, can you tell me what's so funny? You know, you make it really hard to keep a straight face.
No, it's not that. It's just flirtatious. Seriously? You're not my type. I'm flattered, though.
You know you have an infectious laugh? Anyone ever tell you that?
Yeah, a few times.
Well, it made me feel better than all the squabbling you were doing before that.
What's wrong? I thought I heard something screaming here.
No, that would have been Riley's laugh.
Oh. Alright. Well, anyway. Angel's on his feet and looking for you.
Alright, you heard the man. Let's move out.
Michael, don't forget what I said, alright?
Yeah, whatever.
How many floors we got to go?
11 more is all.
Holy shit, 11? Oh, this is going to take forever.
Especially now that Riley has warned them in their own language. They probably understood all that shit.
What? I like her laugh.
Oh, shit. You smell that?
Oh, I do now. Ugh.
Something's burning. Datu, you have an extinguisher?
It's down the hall, but I don't see any smoke.
Oh, whatever it is, it's awful.
Hey, Michael? Remember Suicide Gate?
Why would you bring that up now?
Smell familiar?
A little bit. Why?
Just a hunch. Follow me.
Stay close together.
Here. Through this door.
Just a second.
Oh, God. Yup. I knew it.
What? I don't see anything.
Michael, why don't you, me, and Datu take this one? Angel, you watch the hall with Riley and Pegs.